Now, in the name of Jesus, I share some Bible messages with us before the prayer. We have to prepare ourselves to fight a good fight of faith. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. We start from verse 11. 1 Timothy 6:11. But you, O men of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So this verse gives us a heads up. For this CYSC, we have a theme, a life of victory, right? So basically every day is just like a spiritual battle. So we must be prepared always to fight a good fight of faith, just like what we just discussed about evangelism. But for our daily life, it's the same thing. You know, every day, either way, you can do this thing or the other way. So every day we make decision. What I will going to do. You know, what kind of the book, music, or internet I want to listen to view to you know. Either I go to attend other activities or go to church. So if we bear in mind that our life actually is a spiritual battle, and then we have to always find any opportunity to equip ourselves to fight this good fight of faith, and they hold on eternal life. This is the most important thing on this earth. Without eternal life, all our effort may turn to vanity. Because when death comes, everything just useless, right? So I want to use this as a theme, bring them with us together to see how we can prepare ourselves. Because this life of victory, if we are well prepared, we have faith, we will receive the victory in the Lord, no doubt. Right? So first, we have to identify who the enemies are. If from the scripture, from the Bible, we know the enemies. Always, you can view it from three aspects. The first is the enemy is not the flesh and blood. The enemy is a spiritual being, right? For the evil spirit, devil, the Satan. So that's why, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. This is the first, the enemy. We have to know it and be prepared. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Satan. Verse 12. For we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of the weak. Weakness in the heavenly places. So this is the reality. So in first Peter chapter 5 also say, our enemy actually is Satan, the devil, right? Like a roaring lion, try to devour those who are weak. So this is the enemy. You know, devil also is working very hard in this age to defeat those chosen people of God. So the more and more we view our younger generation, actually, when you view the generation younger than you, you find out they actually are more dangerous than you this generation. Why? Because right now, they have iPad everywhere, right? When you are in J1, J2 age, do you have an iPad? Can you access to internet everywhere? No way, right? You have to sit down in front of a computer and then as a password or if the internet speed is low, you cannot go to the website. But right now, everywhere, anytime, this iPad, even you lie in the bed during the night, you can go to everywhere. So dangerous, right? So this is the way how devil try to defeat and try to win this battle, spiritual battle for the human soul with Jesus. But now we are in the middle of this battle. This is the principality. This is the power, ruler of this world. This enemy. And we have to know their way. We know this is one of the ways. Okay? The second one. Sin. Devil's way always come up with sin. So these sins become our enemies. Belong to ourselves. Because spiritual battle is sometimes related to if person is possessed by the demon. They come to the church. Oh, you can see it. People is abnormal. So you pray very hard. You fast and pray for them. But sometimes the devil use different way, right? You come up with sins. Sin will become a snare. Ensnare you into a trap. Then you lost your awareness. So the second enemies come from related to the devil. So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, verse 1. 12:1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of the witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Jump to verse 4. Verse 4. You have not yet resisted to the bloodshed, striving against sin. So this is another enemy, sin. We have to strive to against it. Okay? If we want to receive the victory, this is the two major ones. Then sins actually come from where? Sin. If you do it, right? If you do it, then this is become your sin. And sin will bring you down. So the sin come from where? Come from your desire, lust. Right? So let's turn to James chapter 1. James. James chapter 1. Verse 15. James. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Start from desire only, lust. So this is the enemy, devil. Devil, we know it, right? Then the devil use all different kind of way to bring up sins and try to defeat us through our own lust. So that's why if we know it, then every opportunity to equip ourselves, to make us awake, like SSC, like CYSC, like the NYTS, all different kind of the church training program, we will try to participate. We wanted to equip ourselves more. Now become a soldier. We know. Then, in mentality, besides this, we know the enemies. Now, how are we going to prepare if we know it? Then this is spiritual being. It's invisible, but through all different kind of ways. If we are prepared, then we know. First, in mentality, we must be strong. So turn back to Ephesians chapter 6. I think this morning we learned our own identity. What is that? The class. Identity, ourselves, our identity. This morning, what is the topic? Huh? David? Huh? Child of God. We are a child of God, right? Ephesians chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse, let's turn to verse 11, verse 10. Ephesians, 6, 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If we understand our identity, we belong to God. We have a very strong resource to rely on. So, if we really understand, I belong to God, I am a child of God, then be strong, be courage, be encouraged. Okay, so God is the commander and the law. If we listen to it, if we really rely on his might, don't worry, we will have the victory. This is what God guarantees us. So if we resist the devil with faith, if we don't, then fine. At the first point, the first step, we are strong enough. No matter how strong the enemy attack, I will overcome it anyway. So, if we don't really know we belong to God, then see this in Deuteronomy chapter 20. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 20. When the children of Israel, they went out to fight a battle, the priest blessed them before they go. So let's turn to Deuteronomy 20, verse 3 and 4. Let's read from 2, verse 2. Deuteronomy 2, 22. Okay. So it should be when you are on the verge of battle that the priest should approach and speak to the people. 3. And he should say to them, "Hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid. And do not tremble or be terrified because of them. 4. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." This is our confidence. God is with us. God will fight this battle with us too. Okay? So that's how it's in reality in the Israel, before they went out to fight. This is how priests bless them. Encourage them. Yeah, you are the children of God. Huh? So do not be afraid. Okay. Do not be terrified because of the enemy. Okay. So, no matter how the Satan try to attack us from all different kind of way, as long as we prepared, doesn't matter. So, in the future, maybe we don't know. Oh, not only iPad. What is the next the eye system? Do you have any idea about what is next after iPad? No, it's iPad 2, right? Oh, iPad.
I just cannot imagine how in the future, maybe just a image, just maybe before you, people can just, maybe in New York, but could be just an image in front of you. Just like a person really present in front of you. It could be because actually about 10 years ago, this is a scientist, they already project this will be the future conference call. You are in different corner of the world, but once you set up the program, the people maybe it's just in front of you, but actually they are just image, and they talk to you. But this is not real. So we don't know, but this is maybe in the future it will happen. But no matter what, we strong enough, because we belong to God. Oh, be encouraged, okay? So what God promised to Joshua before he left the Israelites to cross over the Jordan River, God emphasized three times to him, I will go with you. Be strong. I will go with you. Okay? So if we watch, stand fast in the faith, okay? And be brave, be strong. This is the first preparation in our mindset, mentality-wise. Be strong. And then the second, we have to rely on God's power, right? Once we understand we belong to God, then He is our source of power. Rely on His power, not our own, because we are weak. We know God is almighty. So no matter whenever you feel I'm weak, kneel down and pray. You are weak maybe physically. You are weak maybe spiritually. Kneel down and pray. Sometimes it's very difficult, but this is the only one way can revive and receive the power. Especially if we are going to fight the spiritual war. So in 2 Corinthians, let's turn to 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. Verse 3 and 4. Second Corinthians 10, verse 3 and 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for putting down strongholds, cast down argument and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to push all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So this is called the weapon. The weapon is we rely on the mighty power of God. Okay. How are we going to rely on this power? Through prayer. So every prayer session is opportunity really to ask the grace of God. We are not righteous in front of God, right? Because all we have maybe so-called the good deed in the sight of God is just like the filthy clothing. It's nothing. Just like a dust. But because God's mercy, God's grace, then He give us. He know we are weak, so He wanted to empower us. So God always say His grace is sufficient to us. As long as I feel I am weak, I want to receive your power. In the prayer we ask, then God will empower us. So this is called the grace of God. Okay? So, my grace is sufficient for you. Lord Jesus said to Paul, My strength is made perfect in weakness. So when we come to the spiritual convocation, always consider using this opportunity to receive power. So in the prayer, how much we put effort in the prayer will reflect how much power you receive and how much knowledge or how much movement that Holy Spirit will work in your heart. So this is the key. Okay, so this is prayer. We use this opportunity to do it. And finally, let's turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. I just use these Bible verses to give you some encouragement. Huh? I know you are tired. Chapter 5, verse 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. God will perfect us, establish us, strengthen us, and settle us to receive this eternal life. This is called grace. God is the God of all grace. So we kneel down in front of him to receive grace. And this grace, his power will make us perfect. Of course, we will win the battle, receive the victory. Okay? So let's all come forward to pray together. Prepare ourselves to receive this power. Okay? And we pray for one another. Okay? Let's pray together.